The Hoosick Falls parents, children, and teachers say they are frightened over the high levels of the toxic chemical PFOA found in their blood in recent tests conducted by the state health department. They say they worry that they and their children will become ill. Many say they already have a string of unexplained diseases and conditions that have been linked to exposure to the toxin. Among them, Lorene Hackett, whose blood levels were found to be 266. She carried pictures of her grandchildren, Corey, 6, whose PFOA blood level was found to be 142, and Alyssa, age 4. Her blood level was 117. The average American has a blood level of just 2.
I have bone issues. I have immune suppression problems big time. My grandchildren, he had developmental issues. He's just been diagnosed autistic. Alyssa's had immune problems fighting off infections.
The residents complain that Governor Cuomo's health department has not given them enough answers. And they're also concerned over a news report that says officials in the governor's health department knew about the heightened PFOA levels in the water 18 months before they warned residents of potential dangers.
Just wait right here. I'm going to go talk to the governor's secretary.
After the residents, led by their local assemblyman, Steve McLaughlin, assembled outside the doors to Governor Cuomo's suite of offices, they were permitted a meeting with Cuomo's director of state operations, Jim Mylatris. Mylatris said he was sorry that Cuomo was busy with end-of-the-session issues and could not personally meet with them right now, but he said he was willing to listen to their concerns and that the governor would meet with them at some point in the future.
This is stuff that we're all sort of like learning about. The unfortunate thing for you is you're living it.
Mylatris expressed sympathy for their plight, but it didn't take long for residents to voice their pent-up frustrations.
I feel what you guys are going through. This is not easy stuff.
No, you don't.
Really?
You didn't get that for 14 years.
Mylatris explained for the first time that DOH is also grappling to fully understand the situation and the implications of PFOA in people's bloodstreams. He says more needs to be known about the toxin, which until recently was considered an unregulated chemical. He urged more residents to get their blood tested so that better long-term studies can be undertaken. A number of times, Mylatris tried to turn the focus away from the administration's handling of the situation and to the polluter, Saint-Gobain, which used PFOA for manufacturing until it stopped several years ago. Mylatris did not address accusations that Cuomo administration officials knew about the potential dangers of PFOA for a year and a half before they warned residents, but he said that once Cuomo did become involved in early 2016, the governor told Mylatris to do everything humanly possible for Hoosick residents, and that the governor personally made sure that water filters installed in many homes were up to spec. They also declared part of the village a Superfund site. Mylatris promised more direct contact between the governor's office and the residents.
We'll be the point of contact, and if you have questions. And what's manifestly, it was important to the governor is to make sure that you have the cleanest, safest drinking water possible.
He also said that if the residents want more outside involvement from health experts, such as doctors from Mount Sinai, they will get it. At the end of the over one-hour-long meeting, Hoosick Falls music teacher Rob Allen summed up many residents' feelings, saying the next few weeks will be critical and whether the governor and his aides can regain the trust of the citizens in the village.
We're going to be looking over the next couple weeks to see the response to make a decision on if they are, in fact, supporting us like we're asking, like they're saying they did in there.
The issue of whether hearings will be held on how the water crisis was handled remains unresolved. Democrats in the Assembly and Republicans in the Senate have the power to make that decision, but they say while they have not ruled out the possibility of hearings, none are presently scheduled. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.